Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Bit Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week for another exciting edition of the podcast. We are here. We are live from Woo-hoo! Good Bit Studios. This is our September 2023 catch-up podcast. We're going to try and do once a month with myself and my better half. This is Iona Devenny, and she's back in Good Bit Studios. Welcome back to the studios. You've not been here in a while.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be back.
Podcast regular now, since she just went down such a storm last time.
I hope so.
No, you did. It was just more the setup last time that was the pain. And now, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. But that was a lot easier than last time.
100%. There wasn't as much stress involved.
Stress? Who was stressed? What are you talking about? There was no stress involved last time. Just everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong.
Went wrong, yeah.
But not this time.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Knock on wood.
We're touching wood there. We're knocking on a wooden table and our heads. There we go.
You only do that if there's no wood about.
Oh, I understand. I just punched myself in the head for no reason.
Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, everybody, we did say next time we came back with another kind of catch-up monthly roundup podcast, we would have lots to talk about. But actually, it has been a busy month for me, just work-wise, busy month for you event-wise. We've not had much time to sit down and watch movies. We've not actually had much time at all for date night.
Nope.
And if we were going to make cinema trips a date night, then we certainly didn't do that. This past month, so we can't, we're not here to report too much, if I'm honest. I would be annoyed with myself if we did a catch up in every other month apart from September. So here we are.
Yeah, I know. I kept saying, when we're doing it, we need to make sure we get it done.
As a month,
you know, you don't follow through on certain things, don't you?
Here we go. We're airing our dirty laundry.
We're starting it straight away.
Right here on the podcast. Thank God we're recording. As a month, how does September rank for you between the other months in the year? A lot of people love September because it's now the start of autumn.
Yeah.
Where does it rank for you?
It's up there. I like September. For my family, all of our birthdays, like close family, all of our birthdays are September, October, November, December.
Yeah.
So it's, and then you've got Christmas as well. So it's always a super busy time of year anyway. But September is like the start of it all. So we get to like chill for a bit, enjoy like autumn. I love autumn. Me and Niamh. Oh, it's our thing.
And tell the listeners, who is Niamh?
My twin. Oh, do you know, I forget sometimes that we love someone on a podcast, so not everybody knows everything, but I forget to mention it, I'm a twin.
Sometimes she mentions it, sometimes she doesn't, but I think it's me that ends up mentioning it most. I'm always like, oh yeah, my girlfriend's a twin. Mm-hmm. And people are always saying to me, is that weird for you? It's actually not. I thought it would be at first. I can't believe we're talking about this in the podcast.
I
thought it would be at first. We don't have anything else to talk about. But it's not at all. It's not. So yeah, big lots of birthdays later in the year. My family is like that as well, with my sister and my mother. And my auntie and my uncle and my cousin. So we're going to celebrate that the rest of the year, and maybe, just maybe, we'll watch a few films that we could talk about.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So the big thing on our minds right now, in terms of us, Chris and Iona, as a relationship, is now that we're in autumn time, I'd been putting it off all summer because I was like, well, I can't watch these films in summer. We can't watch anything but summer films in the summertime.
Yeah.
But Iona is desperate for me to finally watch the Twilight movie series.
Yes.
So I'm not making any promises. I can't make a promise I can't keep, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it might be between now and October. I'd like to think so. So maybe by the next time we do one of these catch-ups, then we'll finally have watched the 5 Twilight films. I thought it was only 3. So you could imagine my reaction when I saw it was 5.
It's 4 or 5.
No, it was 5. It's actually because the last one split into 2 parts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Why is this so? All I hear about with Twilight, right? Everybody who knows it and has watched it, and I'm assuming you grew up with a bit of it, you know, like my sister and so
on. Yeah, kind of.
It's like this, you can't go in expecting it being a great film. You have to get ready for the fact that it's like, it's good rubbish, you know?
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, it's quite cliche. And are you okay? Sorry, I don't like it
this
when you.
They
I know, but this I hate it when you start looking at things.
I'm trying to work it out. They're not going to know if I'm not.
I know, but you're also filming it, and I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and you start looking at
podcast
pushing buttons.
Podcast etiquette, Iona. Right, sorry, carry on.
I'm getting used to it. Right, Twilight, obviously, it was a book first. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I never read the books. And it was, I can't remember how old I was when it came out, but I never like really watched it. My big sister, I think, was maybe a little bit more into it. But I remember in school, everybody had like the school bags, and are you Team Edward, Team Jacob?
See, I missed that.
Yeah.
Just missed that.
And I never really got on the bandwagon until about high school. I think it was like, I was like, what did I watch? I don't know what I want to watch. And it was on, I went, oh, here we go. And it's very cliche.
What do you mean by that?
Like it's a love story and it's romantic. It's a bit intense and a bit dramatic and like kind of roll your eyes. Oh, of course. And the acting is not award winning, but it's just good.
My opinion on it is I've never ever been like, I'm never watching that. Maybe I did when it first came out and I was, you know, I was a teenager and I was trying to be cool and I'm not watching this vampire film or whatever. But now as a film fanatic, someone that's enthusiastic about learning about films and stuff, I believe everybody should watch everything. Everybody should have an opinion on everything, especially a big franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I, for example, I'm 26 years of age now, and the fact that I've not seen all of the Indiana Jones films, I've not seen Twilight, I've not seen whatever other big films I've not seen, it kind of annoys me a little bit because I should know these things, right? So I don't want to watch Twilight because, oh God, this is going to be bad. And you know, some people watch
it. It's not that bad. It's not like, oh, it's terrible. It's
worst film ever made and stuff
like that.
No,
it's not like that. It's actually quite impressive.
I want to watch it, actively want to watch it just for film knowledge, film culture, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So the only reason I'm putting it off is just because it's funny to kind of wind you up and stuff, but also just because it's not really the right time. But I do that with a lot of things and end up just never doing it. But I mean, I know it's like a Halloween, autumn, later half of the year film, so we might as well watch it this festive season.
My whole thing with it, because it was like a massive craze, it was huge, and I had like teenagers like fighting and arguing, and it's like, oh, I know I'm Team Edward, I'm Team Jacob and stuff, and I just never understood that. I thought, oh, whatever. And then when I watched it, I was like, okay, I can understand the craze. Obviously it was like way past that point. It was like, I think all the movies had been released at that point.
It's the first one, 2006 or something.
No, it's not that late.
2008
or something. Yeah. 2008,
I think. So that sounds about right.
So it's like, I don't know.
It's a cultural thing that you kind of grew up with.
Yeah.
We were literally speaking about this over dinner. Sister Rachel was here as well. I think she's tidying her room or something.
Yeah, they made dinner tonight.
Yeah, we had dinner. I think very proud. The stuff, right?
They done well.
I hope you all enjoyed it at home. but yeah, like we were talking about, there's a sort of like, it happens in every generation and every year and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a group of films. So there's those like classic 80s films, right, that people grew up with.
Yeah.
Like Back to the Future and Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T. and, you know, Stand By Me and all these things.
Dirty Dancing,
Grease, all these things. I think Grease was the 70s, actually. Yeah. So all these things, right? So that's like of that generation. And then you go to the 90s films. You've got the Tarantino films. You've got those kind of darker, kind of like Seven and all that stuff. And then you've got the 2000s ones that are kind of rubbish as well, but are still really good. Like those really weird films that with like bad CGI and stuff. But we grew up with them and we loved them. Like Scooby-Doo and all that stuff.
Oh,
Scary Movie,
Scooby-Doo.
All that stuff. American Pie.
Yeah.
All those films. Then you've got like the superhero movies and stuff from that era. The original Spider-Man films with Tobey Maguire and all those kind of bad superhero films that were then redone with the MCU later on and stuff. And then there's like a set... And as I've been getting older, I've missed those cool films that came out for like teenagers when I was like trying to be a cool guy that liked football and wrestling and basketball and rock music and stuff, you know. So like films like... Oh, the Twilight series. There's also the Hunger Games. I missed the Hunger Games craze.
Yes.
I didn't see Divergent and all those ones. The Maze Runner. You know, films of that, like the kind of young adult,
kind of
weird, dystopian films.
Kind of future, yeah. They were all big. I think there was a time where like every movie being made was originally a book.
Right.
And because that was all, they were all originally books. And then they get made into movies, and it was a movie series. Like that was another thing as well. It was all a series, and like the last movie was put into two parts, and it was like a big blockbuster.
Harry
thing.
Potter obviously was.
And
like,
I mean, it sold like
absolutely. You
it
know,
worked for most of them.
Deathly Hallows 1 and 2 was 2010, 2011, I believe. So it was right around that time.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Hunger Games Part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
What's it, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I believe so. And then Twilight, what's the one that's part one and two? Is it Breaking Dawn?
Breaking Dawn, yes, well done.
And things like that, you know, so it's definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, can't make a promise I can't keep, but you can't break a Christmas promise. We're not quite to Christmas yet, but I'll try and promise to you that that we'll watch Twilight within the next month.
Yeah.
Five films we can do.
I mean, I say that as if, like, I absolutely love these movies. I love them at this time of year. I don't know why. It's like, just get cozy when it's raining outside and get your jammies on. And
that's what you call a comfort film.
Yeah.
That's what you call a comfort film. But I don't feel like you watch Twilight and The Hunger Games and things like that at the same level as you watch your ultimate comfort film, which is Harry Potter. Like, you would watch Harry Potter over it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess which one would is Hunger Games and Twilight and stuff as big of comfort films? Could you call them comfort films? Are they just films you like?
They're films I like, but for like Twilight, I need to be in the mood for it.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to watch that. And because, so I'd said to you at the end of August, I was like, let's watch Twilight. I'm in like an autumnal mindset.
Yeah.
You went, no, we need to wait till September. That's what you told me, right? So I thought, right, okay. But I was in, I wanted to watch something that kind of vibe, kind of autumn, whether it's vampires, supernatural. So I started watching Vampire Diaries again, which was another big craze.
I was going to say, so like, how did they hold up with the Twilight films? Are they a good substitute for not watching the films?
They are. Vampire Diaries actually kind of take the mick out of Twilight.
Oh, do they really?
A little bit, yeah, which is quite funny. But I mean, Vampire Diaries is rubbish.
Is it rubbish?
It's actually rubbish.
Good
and
rubbish.
It goes on for too long.
Oh, is it just rubbish?
Like, yeah, just terrible. But it's quite addictive.
I wouldn't know. So you say you watched it all again. So yeah. This is a rubbish TV show you've watched again.
Yeah, it's like that kind of, I don't know, I feel like you just don't get it. Like, there's good rubbish stuff that you just watch constantly. Like, Vampire Diaries is it. And it's like a guilty pleasure, that's what it is.
There you go, there's the term.
That's what I've been searching for, it's a guilty pleasure.
I love a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Jaws sequels, High School Musical, the Star Wars prequels.
High School Musical, nothing to feel guilty about. I don't care what Gregor Duncan says.
No, but you know what I mean, though? When you rank High School Musical along with your favourite films of all time, some people roll your eyes. I mentioned it last week, actually, on the 30-day movie challenge. Nice wee segue there.
Yes.
I think you listened to it. Did you enjoy it?
I listened to it on my walk up to work and as I was starting work and stuff. It was very good.
We'll go through a few of the questions. We chatted about it then, and like, there's these questions. It's just like, try and get the first thing that comes into your head. And one of the questions is like, what is a movie that changed you in your life? And I was like, I don't know, it's a bit dramatic, is it not? Like, this film changed me as a person and stuff, and my perspective on life. And Rachel was like, okay, just first film. And I was like, High School Musical, because like, it's one of those films that did kind of change me as a person.
Yeah.
Because changed the trajectory of my life.
Is that a word?
I believe so.
Trajectory?
Yeah. of what I did, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a bit dramatic, but it's true. It's definitely true. Let's look through some of the questions then.
Okay.
And Iona's not really good at like picking favourites and like quick fire stuff.
Terrible. Actually, you were speaking about this on the podcast. Was it Rachel that said something about people that don't have a favourite movie are just weirdos?
Psychopaths, yeah.
And yeah, I was like, thanks, Rachel. I appreciate that.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not going to go through all 30 because there's going to be some you're not going to know. Like, what is your favourite film from before 1970?
Absolutely. Don't know.
There may be films from the 60s that you like.
There was, like, I said, you could ask me that the other day, actually. I think I'd said something, it was like an old movie musical, like the OG movie musicals, like Hello Dolly and stuff.
Yeah, and the Disney films.
They, like, just hit different, don't they?
I think that's a fair thing. A movie that reminds you of your childhood. Don't think about it too much.
I was going to say Ice Age, we've literally just been talking about and looking through Disney Plus.
Ice Age.
Forgot about Ice Age. Narnia. What else did I say? Nanny McPhee, right, actually, not right, I need to say this. Nanny McPhee, but specifically just the opening. Just the opening. Just like...
The next question is the movie with the greatest opening scene.
Well, it's not the greatest opening, right? But it's like, I just remember it. It was like the Universal kind of thing comes up. And every time, obviously, it's Universal, right? It's going to be in all their movies. But specifically that, I'm like, that's Nanny McPhee.
Like just the advert.
Yeah, because me and Eve would watch that all the time. All the time.
Speaking of watching movies all the time, a movie that you can quote every line. I feel like that's something you and your sister would do a lot. Some of the Harry Potter ones, surely.
Some of the Harry Potter ones. I can't. There's not a movie I can quote like every line of. I don't have space in my brain for that.
No.
I can quote many lines from many movies. So like Harry Potter or actually Tarzan. Me and you were watching Tarzan a couple weeks ago and we were just both quoting it. Oh, such a good movie. You say that weird.
Nah,
I say things weird.
I don't actually say it like that, but it's in Still Game. So it's a Scottish thing.
Oh,
let's see. A movie you wish you'd seen on opening night? Deathly Hallows Part 2 or something like that. Avengers Endgame.
Like one of the Avengers
something
ones.
Big like that.
Well, I don't know. Again, I feel bad saying this. You were talking about this in the podcast last week. But I don't know if I'd want the noise.
Yeah. You like the quiet, that? Private cinema.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I like a bit of both. So I like the atmosphere, but also, this, as you know, the slightest thing that would, you know, distract me in the cinema would bother me.
Well, I'm just thinking, I remember seeing clips of Infinity War, and it was when all the portals, it was on your left, that one moment.
It's Endgame.
Is that Endgame? Oh, see? Too many. Right, so Endgame. And it was all the portals came through, it was on your left. And I was like, if I was in the cinema and people started freaking out, I would miss all of that.
All the dialogue.
I wouldn't be able to get, because there's so many moments and odes made to so many people and I'd miss all that. So I like being able to watch that in the comfort of my own home.
Well, it's good for rewatching, I'm telling you. Yep. A movie you love that everybody hates, that's pretty, that's quite...
Happy Feet.
That's quite a tricky one. Who hates Happy Feet? No one hates Happy Feet. First movie you saw in the cinema, I don't think you've got an answer for that, do you? I feel like I ask you that all the time. It's like one of my favourite questions to ask people.
Yeah, you asked me that the first time I was on a podcast and I really couldn't remember.
Do you remember?
I think I said something like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
But it was something like that. I don't know what it was.
A great movie you'll never watch again.
Jaws.
You won't watch Jaws again if you're
no,
my partner.
No, I will not. I will not.
It'll be on a movie you recommend a lot. Is that quite a tricky one? I'm trying to think of ones that are relatively easier.
I don't recommend movies. Really. Nobody comes. They come to me and ask me about TV shows.
You recommend shite TV.
But not movies, unfortunately.
You don't really have like favourite actors, actresses, directors.
I don't have a favourite director. I've not like...
Well, that's something that we could discuss. If only we had a podcast where we could do a journey through discovering favourite directors.
I've never really noticed like styles or certain... ways things are done, or do you know what I mean? Like
yep.
People have like their signatures, and I've never really picked up on that.
When I started picking up on that, it changed everything for me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting to the point I'm like, I should really start taking
it. Was like, oh my god,
things.
I have to watch everything now.
But see, I would rather do that of my TV shows.
And that's fine, that's fine, because you get directors of TV shows,
figure out what I like, what I don't like. Because Criminal Minds, there's a different director, yeah. And you can tell. I can't tell who, but you can tell when
something
it's different.
Different.
Yeah.
There was an episode of, I think it was The Mandalorian, might even have been the first season. The first or second season, right? So it's directed mainly by Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau, people who have made these classic kind of things, right? And the last episode was directed by Taika Waititi, who direct Thor Ragnarok, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know Thor Ragnarok is mental.
Yes.
He also did Jojo Rabbit, and he plays Hitler in Jojo Rabbit, which is crazy. And
he's
like,
married to Rita Ora.
He is indeed, yeah.
Congrats.
I know. But so he's such a funny guy, creative mind, you know, like kind of witty, weird kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just randomly directed this episode of Star Wars, and I was like, this is just going to be like Thor Ragnarok. But I was making a joke, right?
Yeah.
We watched this episode, it's a season finale, I can't remember if it's season one or season two, and you can so tell that it's him, because like it went like the first scene, there's just like two stormtroopers just having a wee chat, like wee quirky, like what are you doing tonight? I don't know. And it's so like not you, what you'd imagine from the show, and it's so him. So mm-hmm. I love picking up on things like that.
I've only ever watched two episodes of that.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, we tried to watch it as a family, and mum, being mum, just kept saying, "I just don't understand what's going on." I'm like, "We'll watch it and you'll figure it out," because I don't know what's happening. And then we just kind of gave up on that.
Well, it's three seasons now.
We've never really went back to it.
Three seasons now, and The Book of Boba Fett, which is essentially a Mandalorian season as well, but I am not going into Star Wars right now.
No, no.
I did it with Marnie a few weeks ago, and I feel bad for going down that rabbit hole with her.
What a shame.
Final shout out to Marnie. Loved having you on.
It's a good podcast.
And just final one, just before we move on. Day 21, a movie that makes you cry. I say that one because there's quite a few in there.
There's probably quite a few. I'm just an emotional person.
She's an emotional wreck sometimes.
A movie that makes me cry. But if I've seen it once, then I don't cry again.
I was going to say, if you've seen it once, you know it's coming.
Do you know what I mean?
You're nervous.
I don't know.
Okay, Chris. I thought that would be
easy. See, this is my issue. Is you ask me a question and then I'm like, but there's so many movies that I've seen that I'm like, how would I remember them all? My brain can't remember what I've seen and what I've not seen.
I know what you mean. I kind of struggled when I was editing the podcast last week when I was listening to all my answers and stuff. I was like, I could have had such a better answer for that.
Yeah.
But there's just so much to pick from. And it's like, actually,
I need a list of movies in front of me.
And actually made the questions kind of hard because I was like, there's so many. Like, trying to narrow down a couple to say, you know. So, and I was end up repeating myself a lot. So I wasn't necessarily happy with my answers last week. But if you liked a few of those questions that we just discussed here, last week's episode, we went through all 30. And I'm currently, or I should be doing it on my Twitter account or my X account, at CM42TV, if you want to follow. Just as we move on, I was thinking, obviously, we've not seen many films this month, but we did, actually, it's only 2 months ago, but we did go to the theatre to see one of the shows that you've been wanting to see for your entire life. We went down to London.
Yes.
We went to the Wembley Park Theatre.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Review that there. We went to see one of Iona's favourite shows ever.
Yes.
Disney's Newsies.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we could talk about that and tell the story of why we ended up going down a month after our original trip when we went to see Phantom of the Opera and WWE, which we chatted about in our August catch-up when we chatted about Barbie. So check that episode out as well.
Yes.
So tell us about Newsies, tell us the story, how we missed it before, and then made an effort to go down and see it before it was done in the West End.
Yeah. So credit to Niamh for showing me Newsies because I'd never heard of this musical ever in my life.
I own his twin.
And it would have been a good few years ago that she found like a bootleg version, not a bootleg version, but like some like pirated video on YouTube of Disney's production of Newsies that starred Jeremy Jordan. And it was bloody fantastic. And we'd watch it and then it get like took off YouTube for copyright and then you'd find another stream or whatever. So like we loved it, loved the music, loved the story. It was just quite uplifting. It's about kind of people banding together to kind of fight the bad guys, which are like the big rich people. And it's based on the newspaper boy strikes in New York in the
1920s, I want to say.
20s, 30s, which was really big because it was like the first time something like that happened, I think. So yeah. And the music is just phenomenal. And the show itself is great. And the choreography and the athleticism of the performers
stamina.
Is insane. And they announced, so it's always been on Broadway. And me and Niamh were like, we need to go see this. Never got the chance. And then they announced we're bringing it to the West End just this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then last year they announced it and me and you were like, we need to go see this because it's in London. And we just couldn't get the time together. So then when we'd booked to go to London, we thought, right, I'm going to book Newsies. And I felt bad because me and Niamh couldn't see it together, but she was going to see it with my mum because they were going to go down. And we were like, right, it's fine, as long as we both get to see it. So Niamh had booked the tickets and stuff. We were coming back from Paris. We were
in the
airport.
Charles de Gaulle Airport, the biggest airport in the world. And it's
huge.
Crazy.
It's huge.
It's crazy.
And we're standing in line waiting to go onto the plane. And I go on my phone. I'm like, right, let me book it. Now, Paris has kind of happened. Let's go on.
Yeah, we were going later that month as well. So it was soon.
Yeah. And I went on. And the week we were in London, it wasn't on. I was like, what?
I don't know what happened. Was it something like it finished and it got an extension or something like that?
It'd been extended twice. So they were supposed to finish it in May or something.
All right.
They extended it to June and then again they extended it to July.
So this is like the second week in June we're looking at booking.
So I was like, okay, fair enough. Like maybe whatever's happened, they can't get everybody for that week. They've given them the week off or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's why we booked Phantom, because it was like, right, what other show do we go see? So Phantom being a very different show anyway. And I thought, no, I need to see Newsies.
Yeah. It also didn't help the fact that your sister and your mum did actually go down and see it and they were raving about how amazing it was. That didn't help things.
Yeah, they kind of came home and I was like, I just didn't want to ask almost. Yeah. I was like, how was it? And Niamh just looked at me. She was like, Iona, you need to see that show. You have to go. My mum was just amazed by it. She was like, go see it, you have to. So we booked to go see it and we were not disappointed. It was amazing.
We booked
a very different production from what the Broadway version was. Very, very different production, but incredible.
So I think it's also important to mention that the, I don't know if it's the exact copy that you watched when you were a wee, the pirated copy that you said that you watched when you were a wee, but there is a version on Disney Plus, if anybody out there wants to watch it and stuff. Yeah. Is that the version you watched?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So it was when Disney Plus came out, we got it to watch Hamilton. That's the only reason we got it.
Oh yeah, that was like the big thing.
The whole thing was going on. I thought, right. And we got it and we watched Hamilton and then it kind of comes up saying suggested. And we're like, Newsies is on this? Yeah. We're like, well, of course it is because it's a Disney musical, so it has to be. So we watched that multiple times after that. So good.
That's crazy, man. That's good. I bet that was like a total like throwback moment, you know what I mean, from when you were wee. So the amazing thing is, was I'd never even heard of it, right? It's crazy to think, just the fact it's a Disney musical.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just made by like a daft company on the side or something. It's an actual big Disney musical. And as you were saying, what I was most impressed about was the choreography, the stamina of the actors, just everything, the whole production. And I don't mean to sound kind of condescending stuff, but the fact that they were both singing so much and dancing so much at the same time. Nice. we could talk about that.
Yeah,
like I couldn't believe it. And that's obviously every musical, they sing and dance at the same time, but I just can't really explain it unless you've seen it.
It's a different level of dancing though. It's not just like kind of musical theater jazz,
right?
It's like leaps and turns and jumps and tricks and
zip
like,
lines.
Oh, like a production scale was fantastic.
And there's a reason why this thing doesn't tour.
It was so immersive. You know? I think that, like, as soon as we walked in the door, it was like, okay, we're part of Newsies. Like, it's not.
Yeah, like that.
Because sometimes when you go into a theatre, like, you go in and it's obviously very pretty and it's like old and you've got like your shop and
we're
you've got
the theatre.
Yeah, and it's quite nice and you've got your merch stand. But we walked in and it was just like the whole thing was just Newsies. It was like banners everywhere. Yeah. Like, posters, had a huge bar that had like signature cocktails.
That's what makes it though, doesn't it? Those signature wee touches.
So many details. And then when we were sitting as well, we had to kind of walk underneath. It was like a raised seating platform where we were in Manhattan. So all the seating areas, they were all different. Boroughs
of New York,
of New York.
Well, such a good touch too,
which was amazing. So the biggest seating section was Manhattan and it was kind of raised and we had to kind of walk under it and through it, and it was all like all the props were laid out and it was just incredible. And then you walked up the stairs in the middle and like you came out and just saw the set in front of you and it was like oh, wow.
It's like old school, like fire escape New York apartments, you know, and it's like scaffold round and stuff. And what I liked about it was there was like stage, so the way the audience was, it was kind of in the round, but there was audience in the left, the right, and in front, and then all the tiers were in front as well, which is where we were sitting.
Yeah.
But there was like stages behind each section of the audience at the side.
Yeah.
So there was some stage, there was some action happening on the right, some action happening on the left and stuff.
Yeah.
And again, another wee sort of detail that doesn't go unnoticed is like when the actors are there on stage, and although they're not speaking, there's no dialogue happening, it's not like a conversation between them, they're still doing something. That's the journey that the actor goes through or whatever, you know. whether it's simply reading a newspaper or dusting his shoes, or
chatting up a woman walking by, or
literally in the audience, I was really impressed with the production. And I'm not going to say, like, I've only seen it once, you know what I mean? It's not as if this is now my favourite show of all time. I know someone that went to see it, I don't know if it was Hamilton or Moulin Rouge or something, but they went to see it and it was just like, that was the first time they'd seen it and now it's changed their life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've never been like that ever with any show.
Who's that?
You don't know them. Oh. But yeah, so it's like... why did you do that? I was on a roll there. So I did enjoy it is what I'm trying to say. I really had a good time and I would definitely see it again, and they could definitely tour it. I mean, I know it's a big production value, it's totally immersive theatre, but I mean they could make it work somehow. I know they need to do like the safety stuff with them going down in the zip line and stuff, but they could make it work.
They said done a whole post and stuff, closing night, thank you so much, amazing, whatever, and they said something, I don't know what it was, but like, this isn't the last you'll see of us, or something coming soon.
Yeah.
But they said that when they finished in July, and me and Niamh are both constantly stalking
their to see.
Instagram and Twitter, or X, is it?
X,
called? I feel like everybody's saying that. X.
Or X, aye. It's not even just like an Elon Musk thing. Like, that's actually what it's called now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I
mean? But I've not actually checked recently, but as far as we know, there's nothing but that's been announced yet.
I emailed a few of the actors to try and get them on the podcast, but I didn't get any reply, so maybe I'll try again and talk to them to try and get them on. That'd be really cool. But yeah, just all the songs and stuff are great, the dancing, and I love that. I don't know if it's just because like I come from a performance background and stuff, but I've always really appreciated things like that. Like, there'll be things like that. Like, obviously, you're a former dancer, and obviously you've got dancers in your family and stuff, so we go see these shows often and that, you know. You just appreciate like the effort that goes into it and the time and the energy and stuff, you know. It's brilliant.
Seize the Day, which is a big number in the show. On opening night, it got, I think it was like a 10-minute standing ovation. It was just nuts. And then even when we were down and we were kind of near the tail end of the whole run, I kind of tried to stay seated. But
there was,
especially because we were quite far back, so I was like, I won't stand up and annoy anybody. But there's people down the front that were getting up and whipping and cheering, and it was just amazing because, as you say, like, we're sitting there being like, we know how that feels. Like, you're putting so much work into something, and to kind of get that kind of thanks or celebration,
admiration,
back, is great.
I like wee things like your sister does it a lot when she's dancing, but like, there's wee, like, if you use props or whatever, to add to the sound and to the production. Yeah. So recently, like, I had like newspapers, like news as well, but I mean like, Niamh, your sister, had something, like, had books and stuff like that, and it adds to the whole thing.
The
sound effects and stuff. So, like, all of them will put a book down at the same time and stuff. What the Newsies cast were doing, they had, like, the newspapers, and they were, like, maybe it was, like, slapping a page or something, and it had that kind of ripple noise effect and stuff.
Yeah.
All these things just, like, add to the whole spectacle of it. So I was very impressed, and I'd love to go see it again, and I would take other people, I'd recommend it to folk if we managed to see it somewhere.
It's a show for, like, everybody, I think. It's a show that people that aren't really into theatre or whatever can still go see, because it's fun and the tunes are just great.
I like the Santa Fe song.
I mean, yeah,
that was good. Probably a couple of those ones, but that was really good.
Yeah.
So Newsies, absolutely. What we did though is we managed to find a relatively cheap flight to get down there. I really wanted to make an effort to go see it, because it's something that you were really wanting to see for many years.
Thank you.
And the reason we were going down was because I had booked WWE tickets, right, which is something I wanted to do. I'd always wanted to go to a pay-per-view since I was a wee boy. So the fact we'd done that, so I was like, let's go see whatever you want. Like, you get to pick something, you know.
Yeah.
We couldn't see Newsies that week, so we saw Phantom, and that was like a classic theatre production that I'd never seen before, and I was delighted to finally say I've now seen that theatrical classic. But we couldn't get to see Newsies, so it's not even as if I was like, what do you mean we have to go back down to London to see this play? Like, it's something you've always wanted to see. So I was like, yeah, we'll make an effort to go see it. It was still the summertime, you know what I mean? It's not as if it was an impact and too many like plans and stuff. So we managed to find a cheap flight, stayed at a Premier Inn, so it wasn't too pricey.
Yeah.
It was overnight. The whole thing was coming to, I think, just over 100 quid and stuff like that, which is actually pretty good for a trip to London and to see a show and to get food and stuff like that. But the reason it was just over 100 quid was, instead of booking a flight up the road or a helicopter or a boat or even just walking, which I might have done instead of this, we decided to go for the mega bus, which is something that is obviously famous worldwide. People do it all the time to travel between whatever, Manchester, London, Glasgow, Edinburgh, all these places around the UK. I'm sure there's other ones. Also, shout out to National Express, who also run a service. But I'd never got the megabus before, and all I'd heard from all my friends who had done it was absolute horror stories. Like, I'm talking like, people was like, see exactly what you imagine in the films. Like, one of my favourite movies of all time is Planes, Trains and Automobiles, and Steve Martin and John Candy like use every form of transport to go home, and one of them's like on like a dodgy bus, and they're all singing songs and stuff. And there's like dogs and stuff and chickens and that, like, in the bus.
Oh.
And they're like, oh yeah, like, I think Lauren in your class at college, she was like, yeah, like, someone had like their pets on the bus, and I was just like, I can't deal with that. I'm also a huge person, right? I don't like sitting in confined spaces for so long. So the bus journey was going to take 9 hours, right? So I was like, do you know what, it's really cheap. It was like 20 quid for this ticket. Let's just go and see, right?
Let's just do it. We'll do it together.
I can't judge it until I've done it. We'll do it as a team, you know what I mean? Yes. We'll be there for each other. Hopefully I'll sleep, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be fine. 9 hours, like, I can do it. We went to do it. And we got on, left on time, no delays. But I was quite curious because in the whole booking confirmation and stuff, it never talked about like, okay, we're going to stop here, here and here. We're going to do like a dinner break here or whatever. I just assumed that by law, they have to stop to change over drivers and stuff, right? So I just assumed that was going to happen. But when we got to the kind of, to Victoria bus station, the screen had London, Manchester, Glasgow, right? Which suits us pretty well because actually, if we had loads of stops, it might have slowed us down.
Yeah, it's taking longer.
So it was like 3 hours to Manchester, then like 4 hours up the road or whatever, you know, obviously a little bit more, depending on where you're stopping and how long you stop for and that sort of thing. So I was like, do you know what? That's actually quite good having one stop. We can go to the toilet, you know, get a coffee, and then let's go. You know, we can do the home stretch and stuff, just get up the road. We get to Manchester after like 3 hours on the bus, and we stop the bus to pick new people up, and then we just carried on. No one was allowed to get off. Right, I'm sure they were allowed to go off, but no one even bothered to go off. More people came on, rude people, by the way. We were quite happy in the seats that we had our seats because we had them booked.
Yeah.
But we were quite happy with the people that like, were surrounding kinda us and stuff because no one was causing any problems. And then we had some new rude people come on. So they came on, whatever, and we just set off again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. So I was like, all right, we're not even going to stop. At least we had some food, you know, we had water. Mm-hmm. There was a toilet on board. I didn't bother going because like I didn't want to traumatise myself. Iona didn't stand up once.
No.
I stood up a couple of times to stretch my legs. She didn't even get up from the seat once, right? No. And as we were going, you know, sorry I'm rambling on here, but like as we were going on, I was like, there's more space than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Like there was more leg room.
Yeah, you were quite impressed when you sat down. You're like, oh, it's all right.
Seats were kind of comfy. I was like, do you know what?
Yeah, they're fine.
Mm-hmm. This is all right. Then, I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because I'd recently passed my driving test, right? I could just sort of feel like the bus kind of slowing down. And I can't say the bus broke down. I almost kind of wish it did compared to what actually happened.
I think it'd have been better if it just completely stopped working.
The bus just kept going, but like it was clearly having problems, right, on the motorway. This is the motorway up from Manchester to Glasgow, right? It's a long motorway. And the driver comes over the tannoy, who was like so Glaswegian, right?
So funny.
The guy was just like, all right, folks. it's like a kind of weird like, tannoy thing, like the...
Yeah.
All right, folks, as you can probably tell, you know, he was kind of chooked, wasn't he? As you can probably tell, you know, so he wasn't Glaswegian, I thought he was
Scottish. No, there was a Glaswegian, there was a kind of chooked on his
own. As you can probably tell, they're having some problems with the vehicle.
I just think it's better if we just keep going, eh?
Right. Okay, I can nurse it all the way up the road to Glasgow, so I think it'll be all right.
That's like the reassurance. It was like, oh, okay.
Weird feeling this thing breaking down on the M74. We're going, the guy behind us did a speed test on his phone to see how fast we were going. At one point, we were going 20 miles an hour on the M74 up from Manchester to Glasgow.
Terrible.
It was ridiculous. It was kind of like an uphill as well, you know. And the driver was just like, oh, I'm going to try and do my best.
Yeah.
We pulled over at one point on the hard shoulder and we didn't even do anything. We just waited there for a bit and then carried on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they'd said they were going to maybe stop and wait for another bus to come and collect us. But they were like, that'd take too long. So we thought we're better just pushing on.
Let's just try.
But it was a nightmare. Do you know what? I don't actually think it was that bad. See, now we've done it, I think I could do it again. If like really money, I was like, okay, I'll do it. But see, because we didn't know that there was no stops. So
we didn't prepare for that.
Who volunteers to use the toilet in a bus?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely nobody. I'd even use the toilet in a plane, right?
Right.
Heebie-jeebies. So I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, I've just used the toilet when we got off at a service station. Won't it? And I mean, someday we'll need a cigarette break and it'll be fine. And that morning or the night before, we were like, right, we'll get a couple of snacks or something for the bus, and we're like, we don't want to take too much on because we'll stop and get off and be able to get something like a meal for like lunch or dinner, whatever it was. So we didn't take that much on with us, not even like hunters of water and juice.
I think we had a bottle of water each.
Yeah, uh-huh. And we sat down at about 8:30 in the morning and didn't get off the bus till what time?
Around half six, seven o'clock.
Six, 7 o'clock.
Ended up being, oh no, it was half six, because it ended up being 10 hours we were on, yeah, on the bus, because it was 8 to 1800 mm-hmm, sort of thing. So mm-hmm, it ended up being 10 hours we were on that bus without stopping properly. We stopped obviously for a couple of minutes to pick people up, and we didn't get off the bus. I only didn't stand up or pee or anything for 10 hours.
Bladder of steel.
Like, I know, you're actually a good bladder. but we kind of slept for a bit. Like, I was dozing in and out, but it was kind of making it worse. Like, half sleeping, and you know, and we were, at one point we were really cold, and then we were really warm.
I tried to read my book.
And it was an awful book.
Awful book. So I've got a few books in my bookshelf that I've not read. I thought, this is the perfect opportunity to read a book.
I'm going to sit and do nothing for so long.
I'm going to do it. And I think I tried to start it on the plane going to London.
Yeah.
And like the first page, I went, nah, rubbish. Pants. first page, not even first chapter, right? First page, I was like, no, this is rubbish. I can't read this. And I like kind of really tried. And then on the bus, I was like, right, let's really try because I've got nothing else to do. And my God, it's so bad. I thought, no, I can't. It's actually making the whole experience 10 times worse.
Also, didn't help that there was no real like 4G connection, 5G connection.
Yeah.
So I was trying to watch like stuff on my phone, mm-hmm, and if it wasn't downloaded, it was just buffering the whole time.
Charging ports didn't work either. And my phone just wasn't over the charge. So I was like, I'm kind
of
using that.
Total disaster. Yeah. So much so. And I should say, see now that it's been a few months and stuff, like,
yeah, we've recovered.
I reckon, like, if I had to, as you say, like, if the money was tight and you have to be there for an audition tomorrow or something like that, like,
yeah,
we would do it.
Now I know, I'm like, I could do that no bother, as long as I've got plenty of water and snacks and I have, like, stuff to entertain me, I'll do that.
You didn't sleep the night before, take some calms, maybe go for a week, take a pillow, you know, you could maybe go to sleep, but I would definitely book, by the way, because it seemed a bit chaotic if you didn't book. But yeah, so I had another London trip later in the year, at the end of August, to go to AEW All In at Wembley Stadium. And I had the flight down, again, same scenario as Newsies, flight down, Megabus back up road. And because of the situation, like the next week, I went onto the Megabus website, cancelled my ticket and booked the flight.
Yeah.
Also emailed them, Megabus, to try and get a refund for the client, because I just cancelled my bus and stuff. And just because we had a pretty bad experience, the fact that it was like an hour and a half longer than expected and stuff, so I just emailed asking like, what's the refund policy, like, am I able to do it since it's like 30 days before my next trip, and stuff like that. And the email I got, I kind of was laughing, like, because it is a cheap kind of service and stuff like that, right? And even though the bus didn't look that bad, but I guess it's a cheap service, they did just reply being like, you booked a mega bus, mate.
I like, what did you expect?
You're not getting a refund. There's a no refund policy. Even if you cancel, even if you don't even bother going, and even if it doesn't show up, it doesn't matter. You're not getting a refund. So just warning, but it is the cheapest way to get there, sort of thing, you know what I mean? And if I'm honest, the train stressed me out more.
Yeah, I couldn't have done the train.
Obviously, the 10 hours was really long and stuff, but in terms of actual stress on the journey, the train stressed me out more.
And I think that's why it's a bit busy as well, because train strikes and all
that. It was the day of the train strikes.
It was a mess.
Oh,
so
my God.
The bus was like the best option. And yeah, as we say, it wasn't that bad.
A flight would have been the best option. But we just couldn't find one cheaper.
Exactly. You money. Know? No made the money. We've been to London.
I know. I'm just saying, it was a better option than the train because there wasn't any that day and we weren't getting the bike.
Yeah. What I will say though is that night when I got home, I had the best Chinese ever.
The best dinner, the best sleep.
Oh, amazing.
Oh man, yeah. So, Megabus review, there you go. would we do it again? 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
I'd probably do it again. really? I'm in no hurry to do it. I would want to do it in winter.
Oh no, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't want to do it in winter. But a couple of pals that I was down in London with for AEW at Wembley Stadium, they got the night bus down, National Express, and they seemed to say it was slightly better actually, and they slept a little bit. So I don't know the difference between National Express and Megabus, but it's the same kind of route they do and stuff. I don't know if it's within the same company, but yeah, it's a way to, if we need to get down there, it's an option. You know, I don't think I'd want to do it on the way down and back up within a weekend. Like, I'd maybe do the train on the way down and then the bus back up the road, maybe do that. So, and I think next time I'd maybe do it overnight just to see if I'm able to sleep and stuff, you know. It was also like a nice day outside, you know what I mean? And then at one point it was just like torrential rain.
Yeah.
So it was really bright and stuff, so it was difficult to sleep. So yeah, there's our Megabus experience going down to see Newsies, and really just talking about this because we've not watched any movies.
We've not. It's been terrible.
Oh man, but yeah, I'm trying to get back into that mode. I've just been so busy with work and stuff. So hopefully next month I'll have Twilight watched and some movies to chat about. And I promise, also, I promised this back in the August one that I'd finish Succession. And I mentioned this last week on the podcast of the 30-day movie challenge one. Mm-hmm. I'm still struggling to get through it. So Iona's has been a good girlfriend and waiting for me.
I'm waiting to give him a try. Hopefully I'm incentive enough to get you to watch.
You are, yeah.
See, clearly I'm not. But to get up to season four so we can start it together. Because I've been watching everything else that I can watch or binge. Watch Big Little Lies, binge that for about 2 days.
Yeah, before we finish up, tell me the things you've been watching. So there's Big Little Lies and there was Below Deck, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of went back to my whole trashy reality TV thing. So Below Deck. I've not watched any Real Housewives. Beverly Hills is my favourite.
Oh God, just wait.
Love New Jersey. Oh, the drama. That's nostalgic. Yeah, but I've been watching that and then I binged Big Little Lies because my sister told me to watch that. And loved it.
I was going to say, would you recommend?
Incredible. The acting is just, oh.
Amazing. Okay, that's good to hear.
Just women actors. Oh, I love them.
Me too.
So I watched that. And I watched that because there's also another one that Reese Witherspoon is in, I think. Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh.
That was another one that Niamh told me to watch. So I have to watch that now. And I've been watching, recently actually, I've been watching Impeachment.
All right.
Which is American crime story. It was the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, yeah.
And then season two, it was the Versace.
Cool.
Who is it? Who's the guy? Oh, that's terrible. I should know. But Versace, I didn't watch that because it kind of went back and forth with times and jumped back and forth and I just couldn't follow it. But I'm watching Impeachment, which is Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm watching that because I've watched Scandal.
Yeah.
And they keep mentioning Monica Lewinsky because it's the whole kind of same scandal.
I'd watch that, by the way.
I need to watch this.
I'd watch that.
It's good. Again, incredible acting. Sarah Paulson's in that.
Oh, Sarah Paulson's good. I like Sarah Paulson.
She's amazing.
She's good, yeah.
So, yeah. And I've been wanting to watch Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so I've never watched Black Mirror. I didn't jump on the bandwagon with Black Mirror. And
that's another thing. Like, why have I never seen Black Mirror?
And like American Horror Story, right?
But exactly what I was thinking about.
My other
well.
Sister, Olivia, is currently watching American Horror Story.
Happy birthday,
again.
Olivia.
Oh yeah, happy birthday. This will be out way past her birthday, but hey ho. it's her birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not sitting here doing a podcast instead of being with her on her birthday. It's tomorrow.
No.
Olivia recommended to you.
Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, American Horror Story. So she was talking about that, and I was like, I've never watched that, but I'm not a horror person.
Yeah.
But Black Mirror is every episode is different.
Yeah, I think it's more sci-fi than horror, if I'm honest.
It's Black Mirror is more kind of thriller, kind of what could happen.
Yeah.
And every episode's different, and I've always seen clips of it on TikTok when I'm scrolling through TikTok.
Instead of watching movies for your profession.
Yeah. And I'm also like, what's that from? And in the comments, it's like, it's Black Mirror episode this. I was like, oh. And also there's a Black Mirror interactive season.
Yes, there is.
With Will Porter.
Bandersnatch.
In it. Yeah, that, which apparently was incredible.
Yeah.
Didn't watch that.
Will Porter in that.
Yeah. Yeah, eyebrow guy.
Wow.
See, if you Google British actor eyebrows, he comes up.
Because that's something that Iona does in a spare time. Ones that are on my radar recently are The Menu. Not The Menu, The Bear.
Bear.
I watched The Menu. The Bear.
Yeah.
And also, Only Murders in the Building is one I want to watch with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez. And there's a few things, actually, on rotation as well, but just I need to finish Succession and everything else that I've still got on rotation. But yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of getting through it. And we're going into the kind of like later half, or the later stages of the year, but it is easier to watch stuff with the darker nights and the colder nights and stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good season, and this will give me more motivation, the fact we're doing these monthly roundups and
stuff. I feel
stuff.
Like I should watch more British.
Agreed.
I used to watch all the soaps, and then I kind of got into more of like the BBC dramas and stuff. Because my mum used to always watch them and like ITV dramas. And then, I don't know, recently it's just been all American stuff I've been watching.
Yeah, and also I feel like I should watch more foreign stuff too. International theatre and international cinema and stuff. With, I've seen lots of Asian films and that sort of thing, but just I'm not exposed to the kind of newer ones. And last week, you know, we did this movie challenge thing. Favourite international film, favourite film from another country, whatever. I missed out Parasite. Which is when I should have mentioned.
Yeah,
Parasite was amazing.
That.
And plenty of other films like that. So,
Portrait
of
the Lady on Fire, that's foreign.
Portrait of the Lady on Fire, yes, it's a French film. Yeah. We've got that on Blu-ray, we should definitely watch that.
We keep saying we're going to watch that. We said we'd watch that for the podcast.
For the podcast, I mean, don't worry, darling, instead.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's watch that this year.
Okay.
Thanks for watching and listening, everybody, to this episode of the Good Bit Podcast. Stay tuned for more brand new episodes every single week, chatting about your favourite movies and mine. This has been Iona Devaney's next appearance on the podcast. And my
Thanks
name's Chris.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And my name's Chris Moffat, as always, your hostess, we're the mostess. And we're back next week with some more film talk on the Good Bit Podcast.
Bye.